zwakheid van Jezus betoont hij op zijn kracht.
Weet je wat de Vader bent? Weet je wat je van Vader bent? Weet je wat je Vader bent? Een parel in Gods hand. Een parel in Gods hand. Ik weet dat de Vader mij kent. Ik weet dat ik van Vader ben. Ik weet dat ik een parel ben. Een parel in Gods hand. Een parel in Gods hand.
Je bent
van Radio Westkullen een fijne, goede, gezegende nacht. Nu een aflevering van Pastor Samuel Lee.
This is Samuel Lee World Evangelism, reaching the nations with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Dr. Samuel Lee brings you a dynamic life-changing message from the World Evangelism Center in Amsterdam, the Netherlands. As you listen to this message, your life will never be the same again.
Open with me the book of Acts. The book of Acts chapter 10. Hallelujah. The book of Acts chapter 10. And don't close your Bibles, keep them open. The book of Acts chapter 10 from verse 1. Are you there? Shout amen. Thank you, Lord. The book of Acts chapter 10 verse 1, I read. At Caesarea, there was a man named Cornelius, a centurion in what was known as an Italian regiment. Verse 2. He and all his family were devout and God-fearing. He gave generously to those in need and prayed to God regularly. One day, at about 3 in the afternoon, he had a vision. He distinctly saw an angel of God who was to him and said, Cornelius. Cornelius started at him in fear. What is it, Lord? He asked. The angel answered, your prayers and gifts to the poor have come up as a memorial offering before God. Now, send men to Joppa to bring back a man named Simon, who is called Peter. He is staying with Simon the tanner, whose house is by the sea. When the angel who spoke to him had gone, Cornelius called two of his servants and a devout soldier, who was one of his attendants. He told them everything that had happened and sent them to Joppa. Just stop there and I will tell you what happened later. He sent the soldiers to Joppa to find Peter. In the meanwhile, Peter had a vision and a dream. Some of you know about that. And he dreamed that God gave to him some, reptiles and some what the Jews call unholy animals. And God said, eat it. And Peter didn't eat it because Peter is what, a Jew. So he said, how can I eat this? This is unclean. And God said, do not call anything that God has created unclean. Then he didn't understand it. So when he woke up, then later the soldiers of what? This centurion went to Peter and said, hey, our boss had a dream about you. Come to the house of the centurion because he wants to know more about what God is going to tell him through you. But please listen very carefully. This is what I want to say before I start my preaching. The centurion, Mr. Cornelius, he was not a Jew. He was a Gentile. And the Jewish people, they would not move with him, neither touch him, or nor go to his house to eat with him. It was forbidden according to what? The Jewish law. But is Cornelius a Roman, an Italian man, a man of high position in Italian, let's say, army or government? He was not a Jew, and yet he believed, somehow, he believed in the God of Israel. He prayed to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. People of God, there is a huge message in this. And while he was praying, later I will explain to you, the angel of the Lord came to him, someone who is not even a Jewish man. The angel came to him and said, your prayers and gifts to the poor have come as a memorial offering before God. This is the verse I want to park on my car today. Are you listening to me? He said, the angel of the Lord came to Cornelius, who is not, according to the Jewish custom, a believer actually, came to him and said, Cornelius, your prayers and gifts to the poor have come to God as a memorial offering. In other words, God is about to answer your prayers, and God is about to bless you, and God is about to open the doors to you. Listen to me, my friend. I come to tell you today that there are a lot of tired Christians. Hey, are you listening to me? You are praying and you think God is not answering you. You are giving your tithe and offering and it seems God is not blessing you. You are helping the poor, but it seems God is not blessing you. But I come to tell you today that the time is coming that your blessings, that your prayers, that your offerings are going to be before the Lord as an offering of sacrifice of blessing. Hallelujah. As a memorial offering. God is going to remember you. I said, God is going to remember you. My friend, the way of the Lord is not the easiest way, but I come to tell you, it is the safest way. It is the best way, my friend. And you hang on praying. You hang on doing good. You hang on being blessing to other people. And I come to tell you that your prayers, your actions, woo, are going to be presented before the Lord. Hallelujah. If God can bless someone like Cornelius, how much more he will bless his people. I come to tell you today, don't be tired. Don't give up, because you have a God that will remember you. Do you want to know the meaning of remember? Let me tell you what remember means. Remember. You see, we talk about member, isn't it? I am the member of JCF. I am the member of Redeemed Church, isn't it? What does it mean? Member means being a part. Remember means you are again being a part. Again and again, remember. And I come to tell you, my friend, that God will remember you. God will retake you. God will re-answer you. God will re-bless you. You just hang on doing good. You just hang on praying. Don't look at other people, my friend. I come to tell you, don't look at other people. Don't look at how the evil people are prospering. You hang on, my friend. Because a day is coming that God is going to remember. I said, remember. He's going to remember. He's going to take your prayers as a member to his palace. He's going to take you as a member of his own. Remember you. He went to Cornelius and said, Cornelius, don't worry. Even though you are not a Jew, even though you are not, you know, according to our custom, you are not like us, like these people, Jews. But I come to tell you, the Lord, this is the verse I want to send you home. The Lord has heard your prayers. And the gifts to the poor has come to God as a memorial offering. I come to tell you, my friend, my beloved brothers and sisters, righteousness shall prevail. Are you listening to me? You hang on doing. You hang on believing. You hang on praying. Oh, hallelujah. The things that you have done in secret for God, everybody maybe not remember it, but God remembers that. And one day, God is going to bless you. God is going to bless you. You just be good. Don't walk with the fellow of the world. Don't do what the world is doing. The world will bless you fast, will kill you fast. But the ways of the Lord are just and righteous. Are you listening to me, somebody? Don't be tired in believing in the Lord. Don't be tired of praying to God. Are you listening to me? He says, your prayers and gifts to the poor have come up as a memorial offering before God. Maybe you are praying for 10 years, nothing is happening. Papa? Maybe you are praying for 15 years, nothing is happening, Mama. But I come to tell you, our God never forgets the prayer of his people. Oh, come on, I missed the club offering today. You keep on doing good. Keep on praying. Keep on helping the poor. Hallelujah. Don't look at... Let me tell you something, my friend. Can I tell you something? Hey, hello. Can I talk to you something today? You see, don't compare yourself with other people. You see, in life, we fail because we look at other people. I don't know about you. Sometimes I look at other preachers. Say, they have a big church. So what? I must be faithful with what I have. Isn't it? I'm talking as a preacher. But what about you? That man and this man, you see, he cheated this and that. Look at him now. My friend, don't compare yourself to other people. Be you. Be you. Be you. Be yourself. You don't need to be Mother Teresa. And you don't need to be Naomi Campbell. Just be yourself the way you are and love God and pray to God and worship God and give to the poor. Hallelujah. Listen, he says the angel. Did you know that every one of you have an angel? I said, did you know that every one of you have an angel? Though you cannot see it with your eyes. But I come to tell you, from the time that you were born out of the belly of your mama, there were angels surrounding you. Hey! The angel of the Lord, are you listening to me? Came to Cornelius, the one that Jews and so-called believers reject them. God came to him. Why God came to him? This is the reason why. The whole Christianity is summarized. Are you listening? Listen. The whole Christianity is summarized in the verse that I just read for you. Let me tell you why. Listen to me. Chapter 10 verse 1 said this. Listen, don't open. Listen just. He said at Caesarea, there was a man named what? Preach to me now. Cornelius, you are awake. You are listening. Thank you. At Caesarea, there was a man named Cornelius, a centurion in what was known as an Italian regiment. This is the secret now. Verse 2. Sign, if you have the Bible, sign in it. If you don't listen. Look. Verse 2. This is the secret. He and all his family were devout to God. He and all his family, they were devout to God and God-fearing. God-fearing. So he was devout to God. That means on Sunday and on Monday he was the same. You see, some people on Sunday, they are different. As soon as you shoot them out of the door of the church, they are different. Are you listening to me? You see, Sunday, they are wonderful. Monday, don't approach them. Tuesday, don't talk to them. Wednesday, don't call them. Are you listening to me, somebody? But this Cornelius, hallelujah, brah. I feel like preaching today. Hallelujah, Baba. You see, he said, he and all his family, and these people, not they were not Jewish or pastors or what, they were just ordinary, what? People. Hmm? He and all his family, they were devout. Devout to who? I didn't hear you. Devout to who? That means Monday, they were devoted to God. Tuesday, they were devoted to RTL4. Ahem. Wednesday, they were devoted to RTL5. Huh? Huh? Was it like that? Thursday, they were devoted to Veronica. What was they? They were devoted to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They were devoted to do good. I said, they were devoted to do what? Good. And they feared God. Some people, they fear lawyers, they don't fear God. Hello? I say some people, they fear police. They don't fear God. You see, I come from a war country. I've seen people hang from the tree when I was a child. So every time before I saw a policeman passing by, I would shake my knees. Even right now in Holland, I was like that. Until I begin to realize that you shall fear no man. The only thing you have to fear is the fear of the Lord. Hallelujah. Why are you fearing people? Why are you fearing those who are coming to tell you dreams they had about you? Why are you fearing people? Because you may think that they are higher than you. Why? Don't fear anybody. Fear God. In your action, fear God. In your talking, fear God. In your walking, fear God. In your eating, fear God. Are you listening to me? Many people, they don't fear God. They fear people. Why are you fearing people? Some people, they fear pastors. They come to me, they shake already. Why? I'm also a human being. I'm a human being. I also sweat. Huh? I'm a human being. I'm not God. I'm a human being. Don't fear me. Fear the Lord. In your daily life, fear the Lord. Be devoted to God. And fear God. Because the Bible says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Hallelujah. Before you do something, fear God. Before you do something, before you make a decision, fear God. Is this really God's will? Is it what God wants? Hey! You see, this is the secret why the angel appeared to Mr. Cornelius. You see, he said what? He said he was devoted. Somebody say devoted. And he feared God. Hallelujah. He feared God. Listen now. And he gave generously to those in need. Hey, look, the entire Christianity is summarized in one verse. listening to me. He was devoted to God. He feared God in a positive way. He feared God. He gave generously to the needy. Nowadays, Christians barely even give to the church. Let us stay helping the needy. Can I talk today? My friend, let me tell you something. I want to tell you this. And I want to be very honest with you today. Can I be honest with you? Can we take the mask off? Let's be honest, my friend. You see, I am not a millionaire. It's a fact. And sometimes maybe it's better even. Listen now. I am not a millionaire. But I am a wealthy man. You know why I'm wealthy? Because when I am in trouble, I have friends helping me. When I am suffering, I have people coming to me. Are you listening to me? When I'm falling, I got people who love me. I'm a wealthy man. You know why? Whenever I am in a trouble, God send me a help. I'm a wealthy man. Maybe I'm not a millionaire. Maybe I don't have jacuzzi in my house. And maybe I don't drive a last model Mercedes-Benz. But thank God that I am a wealthy man. You know why I'm wealthy? Because I learned whenever I have, I help the poor. This is my, not only my church, but the poor. Because of that, God sees me. Are you listening to me? But many Christians, we are greedy. We are, in Dutch we say, gierig. We are, you know, thank you. I don't know. You know better than me. You see, we can lose money for Nike shoes. I'm not against it. I have mine echo. I'm not against it. We have money to sit in Burger King 10 times a week. I don't get mad at me now. I myself also do. That's why my stomach. But there is one thing I do more. When I have, I invest it in the kingdom of God. Are you listening to me, somebody? Help. My friend, let me tell you something. Many times I was cheated, yes. I said, many times I was cheated, yes. Many times even friends cheated me, yes. But thank God that I am a wealthy man. My friend, I want to tell you, it doesn't matter how many times you help people and you didn't hear any reward. It doesn't matter how many times you send money to the poor people and you didn't hear any reward. But I come to tell you, a time is coming that God will remember everything you have done for Him. God will remember. God will remember your good deeds. God will remember those who are peacemakers. God will remember those who love. God will remember those who are devoted to Him. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up, my friend. Because you will be remembered. You will be a member of Him. Remembered. I'll be remembered. You'll be remembered. Hallelujah. Oh, keep on doing good. Keep on. Hallelujah. Listen, the secret of a blessed life. Listen, he said he and his family were devoted. They were what? Devoted. Devoted to God. They feared God. That is number two. They gave generously to those in need. In this point, Christianity fails. Touch my heart, don't touch my pocket. Don't touch my pocket. Touch my head. Touch my leg and my hand. Don't touch my heart. Where is my heart? My money. You see, let me tell you something, my friend. Can I talk to you? This is an advice of the past 15 or 16 years experience in ministry. Can I share it with you? Can I share it with you? Please take this and bring it home. Amen? In life, I said this before, but I say it again. In life, everything must be measurable. The minute you say you love God, you will be measured how much you love God. The minute you say to somebody, woman, I love you. Woman, sometimes you are easily manipulated. When a man says, I love you. No. Let his love be measured. The same thing for woman. I love you. Let that love be measured. It can be measured in good words. It can be measured in good deeds. It can be measured in a nice, attentionally made food. I'm telling you. Hey, let me explain to you something. Can I be honest with you? Can I be honest with you? You say you love me, eh? And you are my wife, for example. You are my wife. You say, take the food and eat it, you see. That is not a good measurement of love, eh? But when you are cooking for that husband of yours, you put that salt with love. You put that oil with anointing. Oh my God, you cooking for the man. That's love. Love must be measurable. Our love of God also must be measurable. Also in our finances. Some people tip God. No problem. Yeah. Hey, God, let me tell you something. God is not in need of your euro. God wants to see how much you love him. So love is connected to pocket, eh? I am telling you the truth. If I love somebody more, I want a big one. Oh, I buy a big one, expensive one. Let's get real. I'm not joking. It's real, isn't it? I mean, there must be a difference between my wife and another sister. So if I buy the same present to my wife than to a sister, my wife will kill me next week. I'm not preaching here. Am I not telling you the truth? Me don't go buy a diamond ring for a girl, yeah? Me buy that for my wife. Are you listening to me? So love is measurable. Everything is measurable. Christianity is measurable. Success is measurable. Blessing is measurable. Love is measurable. Take this advice from me. Are you listening to me, somebody? Hey. He gave generously. Not Samueli, generously. He gave generously. Understand? Generous means generously. You see, let me tell you something today. Today I feel like preaching, eh? You know, when my wife turned 40, men learn from me, do it. When my wife turned 40 years old, she didn't know. I arranged for her a violinist. Then I ordered 40 expensive roses. Then I bought a laptop. Then I ordered pizza for all her clients in the saloon. Then suddenly a woman with a dress went there and went to my wife and said, "Are you Mrs. Lee?" She said, "Yes, I am." She said, "Somebody has sent me to play for you violin." Hey, my friend, you don't know. You don't know something happened. Oh, I was the king. Oh, hey, you men need to get some romanticism in you. Hey, everything is measurable. If you love somebody, you try. If you care for somebody, you try. Because you mean business. Yeah. Listen. He said what? He was devoted. He was fearing God. Say fearing God. And he was generous. He was generous. Generous to the poor. And lastly, he prayed to God regularly. You see, generously, regularly. That is what Sam Lee says to you today, to be. I can rap. Are you listening? What? He prayed regularly. Many people are lazy to pray regularly, to listen to Samuel Lee. Pray! Because when you pray, it doesn't matter whether God is answering you today or tomorrow or whenever. A time is coming that all your prayers, drupple by drupple, are going to be gathered as a praying of a blessing and a sacrifice of memory before God. Don't give up praying. God didn't say pray 3 hours. He said pray. So you're praying. Go and devote your heart to God and pray. We are not praying. We are lazy. Let's pray. Because when you pray, go on your knees. Every day I start my office, I pray on my knees. I go on the other side of my table, I go on my knees before I sit on my desk, on my chair behind my desk. I go on my knees. Sometimes the knee is hurting, you know. But it's good, let it hurt. Pray regularly. Complain about your children. Pray. Pray. You want the blessing? Pray. Why are you not praying? No, we are waiting for the church to have a prayer meeting. Hey, you don't need a church to force you to pray. Pray at home. Let me tell you something. You are what you are when you are alone. You didn't hear me. I said, you are who you are when you are really alone. You can be Mother Teresa with me. You can be Martin Luther King when you come and greet me. Eh? You can be the first preacher man of entire continent of Africa. But you got a camera in your house. And that camera is connected to God. And it is God who is looking at you. So when you are alone, pray. Are you praying? Pray. Because when you pray, a day will come that God will answer your prayers. I miss a clap offering here today. Hello. That is why angel of God visited Cornelius. Out of so many Jews, God visited this Cornelius, a non-Jew. How come? Because he was more Jew than those Jews. You see, sometimes we Christians, we are judging other people. That man is this, and that man is that, and that man is. But sometimes their action is more Christian than us. I feel like preaching today. Hey, hallelujah. I'm so happy. You see, he was generously giving to the poor and prayed to God regularly. Don't give up, my sister. Don't give up, my brother. Don't give up. Pray, pray, pray. Do you know what push means? Push. Push, not Bush, yeah? Push. Not George Bush, but push. Do you know what push means? Pray until something happens. Push. Pray until something happens. Push. Pray until something happens. P-E-U-S-H. Push. Pray. Pray until something happens. Hallelujah. Hey. Hey, hey, hey. I'm not done. This is introduction, eh? Listen now. He says, when he did all this, please remember Acts chapter 10, verse 2, when you go home. When he did all this, he devoted his life to God, feared God, he gave generously to those who need, who prayed a lot, generously. Then the Lord hear his prayers. Are you hearing me? The Lord hear his prayers. And gifts to the poor. And came an angel came to him and said, God want to bless you. And what was the blessing of God? For Peter to come to his life and tell what Jesus did to humanity. To make his faith complete. Listen, what happened? Peter went there. Are you please? I'm done yet. I'm not done yet. Listen. Acts chapter 10. We are still in Acts chapter 10. Keep it open. Listen what happened. Apostle Peter went to his house. It was not possible for him to go to his house. You know why? Why? Preach to me now. Why? Because he was a Gentile. He was a Gentile. So, he still went because God asked him. So he went there. He went there. And while Peter was preaching to him about the righteousness of God and the power of cross and resurrection, something happened. Verse 44. Look what happened. Verse 44. While Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit came on all who heard the message. Wow. The circumcised believers who had come with Peter were astonished that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out even on the Gentiles. For they heard them speaking in tongues and praising God. Wow. And Peter said, can anyone keep these people from being baptized with water? They have received the Holy Spirit just as we have received the Holy Spirit. So he ordered that they will be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then they asked Peter to stay with them for a few days. Listen to me now. Listen to me, brothers and sisters. Verse 44. What did he say? While Peter was still speaking, preaching the word, the Holy Spirit came upon them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. My brothers and sisters, you can have all the money of the world. You can have all the PhD and doctorate degree of the theological seminary. But if you don't have Holy Ghost, you can go nowhere. I want to challenge you today, my friend, to desire the power of the Holy Spirit. Listen to me. If somebody come and give me 1 million euro, come and test me, and I will lose my Holy Ghost, I'm telling you, I will never do that. I choose for the Holy Spirit. Because Holy Spirit is more than millions. Holy Spirit is more than only a little miracle. Holy Spirit, hey my friend, don't lose your Holy Spirit. You need the Holy Spirit. Don't listen to those people who say, we don't need the Holy Spirit. We need the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is the gift of God to his church. It's a gift of God for those who believe. Oh my brothers and sisters, when you have the Holy Spirit, you will begin to move in life. It is Shandoraba. Are you listening to me? Desire the Holy Spirit. Get it. Get that Holy Spirit. Be filled with that Holy Spirit. How are you filled with Holy Spirit? Desire him. As right now I am talking to you, maybe your heart is beating harder. That means the Holy Spirit is coming upon you. We need the Holy Ghost. Jesus Christ said, don't leave Jerusalem, but wait until the Holy Ghost comes upon you. You shall receive power when the Holy Ghost comes upon you. And you shall do everything in Jesus Christ. Are you listening to me? It's time that you begin to desire that Holy Spirit. It's time for you to be serious with God. It's time for you to give a chance to the Holy Spirit to move in your life. And let me tell you something. Holy Spirit is not rolling on the ground, chandelier. Because some people, they roll so much, they even clean the carpet. But nothing happens. I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about those on the ground. I'm talking about quality. Quality of Holy Ghost. Because when Holy Ghost comes upon you, you're going to be different. You're going to be changed. You're talking, you're walking, you're eating, you're moving, you're going to be changed because the Holy Ghost is coming upon you. Somebody praise the Lord. Hey, desire the Holy Spirit. You know why? Because the Holy Spirit will make you the best businessman. The Holy Spirit will show you the secrets. The Holy Spirit will show you whom you have to get married. The Holy Spirit will show you, my friend, which business you have to start. It's the Holy Spirit, my friend. Desire. Holy Spirit is here, my friend. Holy Spirit is here, my friend. Be serious with Holy Spirit. Desire the Holy Spirit. As much as you desire other things, desire the Spirit of God. Because when the Spirit of God is inside of you, you can do all things in Christ Jesus. Oh, I feel like preaching today. I want to challenge you today to be hungry for the Holy Ghost. It's the Holy Ghost that will bring you far. But the church is lazy in loving the Holy Ghost. I'm not talking about you. Holy Spirit, my friend, is beyond our understanding. Holy Spirit will move. Some people say, oh, pastor, you don't believe in miracles. Yes, I believe in miracles. But how you conduct a miracle? That's what I'm talking about. I don't need to push somebody harder to fall. To show my ego, look at me, how many people I let fall today. Am I not right, Papa? My friend, Holy Ghost can move, man. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost can change your life. You can get that Holy Ghost when your heart is pure. And you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and be devoted to the Lord. You can get that Holy Ghost, Papa. It's not by might. It's not by power. It's by my Spirit. This mountain shall be removed by my Spirit. This sickness shall be healed by my Spirit. This family shall be blessed by my Spirit. Oh my God. Oh my God. Are you hungry for the Holy Spirit? My friend, it's time for us to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Listen to me now, my friend. Before I close my service and we're going to enter into prayer and let that Holy Ghost hit us, touch us. You know what happened? Peter came out of the house of Cornelius and the disciples of Jesus Christ discouraged him. They said, how you dare to go out and eat with the Gentile? Is it not the Lord who said don't eat in their houses? You see, what Peter said, listen what Peter said. Peter said, God spoke to him, just listen. God spoke to him and said, I should not call any man in verse end of verse 28. He said, God said, you shall not call any man impure or unclean. This is the last thing of the Holy Ghost. When Holy Ghost comes upon you, you will receive power of love also. So you can move and talk with people without being intimidated. Don't worry. Go and fellowship with a Muslim. Don't worry. Because that is what God did. Go and fellowship with a Hindu, with a Buddhist. Why are you afraid? Why are you afraid? Is it not that God loves the whole world? Be filled with Holy Spirit.